This needs to be a call for action. We know that there's an emergency taking place, particularly in our capital, for the last number of years, with 8,500 adults and children being homeless. But over the last year and a half, that has started to spread out to all parts of the state, and Donegal is not isolated in that regard. The figures from the government themselves, from the department themselves today, show very clearly that there's been an increase in the number of homelessness in Donegal compared to last year, with 205 individuals presenting homeless and being put up on emergency accommodation, whether that is in B&B hostels or hotels in the county, since the start of January to the end of October. And what we also see, Donal, is that that trend is getting worse. The figures are up to the end of October, and in the last week of October, we've seen that there was 27 individuals in that week alone that were deemed homeless in the county. And in the region, we also see that there was 3 families, including children, that were homeless. So this is a problem in every corner of the country now, and it's because we are not building enough social houses. It's because the governments refused, both past and present, stop building those social housing, and now we simply do not have enough space. So there's a number of immediate actions that the government need to take and support the local authority in making sure that we provide the housing for people who are homeless and who are on the waiting list.
Minister Owen Murphy says he is taking action, but it's going to take time to bring it to fruition. His predecessor in that department, Simon Coveney, said the same thing. The view among people like yourselves appears to be there's a lot of talk of strategy, but very little talk of bricks and mortar.
Well, Donal, listen, look, we put forward amendments, and we're, you know, elected on behalf of the people of Donegal to change laws. We put forward amendments, for example, in relation to the Focus Ireland amendment. It came from the agencies that work with homeless on the ground. And what that amendment basically said is that you couldn't evict somebody into homelessness. What that means that if you're selling your house or selling an apartment block or a number of houses, that you couldn't actually force the person to leave as a result of sale. You couldn't offer it for vacant sale if there was a tenant in it. Fine Gael voted against that. Fianna Fáil voted against that. And let me tell you, it is happening in Donegal. It is happening in West Donegal. It has happened in recent times where houses have been put up for sale. The tenants have been evicted, and they've been evicted into homelessness. I can tell you that there's a genuine fear in area, particularly in Letterkenny and its hinterland, that we would could see up to 100 individuals evicted into homelessness if this issue isn't gripped with in the near future. So there are things, they're very simple things that we as politicians could decide to do, but unfortunately Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil voted against that. There's other things where we need to increase the budget for the local authority so that they can directly purchase houses. Now, the government have moved away from that in Dublin because of value and needing to build houses, but in Donegal there is huge value to be got in terms of out there purchasing houses. It's something that our managers on the ground have done very, very successfully over the last year, year and a half, and they need to be given the resources to do more of that so that we can get houses with a quick turnaround and be able to deal with the homelessness crisis that we're starting to face in Donegal also.